to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, listen, anytime you're standing up in front of however many million people we were, and you have a loss of train of thought, sure, I mean, it impacts you. But the fact is, one error is not going to make or break a campaign. So we're going to keep talking about what's important to the people of this country, and that's the substance of how to get Americans back working again.
There is Rick Perry making the talk show rounds after he stumbled at the latest GOP debate this week, and so that sort of puts us into focus here on the countdown. The 2012 presidential race, as far as the Republicans are concerned, number one this week, not a stranger to that position on our piling of the top 10 of the week. Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're running down the top 10 hits in News Talk Radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine and the staff that puts together the countdown. Monitoring talk radio programs all across the country is our job, and reporting to you with sound, and certainly an urging for you to comment on the sound that you hear at 800-510-8255. So from number 10 to number 1 at 10, the constitutionality of Obamacare. Number 9, Conrad Murray, guilty. Fast and furious hearings, speaking of things that are apparently on the guilty side, that's number 8. Number 7, the ballot issue in Ohio, unions up or down. Number 6, the Occupy movement here and around the world. Iran's nuclear ambitions, number 5. What's happened this week on the stock markets, number 4. The economic crisis in Europe is 3. Penn State and what's gone on there this week is number 2. And the presidential race, number 1. So Rick Perry moves into action the day after the debate to talk to you about his slip-up. He couldn't remember one of the three agencies he said he would cut. He stopped by David Letterman's show to poke fun at himself.
Here we go. Top 10 Rick Perry excuses at number 10.
Actually, there were three reasons I messed up last night. One was the nerves. Mm-hmm. And two was the headache. Mm-hmm. And three,
that's all right. Don't worry about it. You're fine. Rick Perry excuse number 9.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think things went well.
You should have been with me last night, Governor. Number 8.
Hey, I was up late last night watching Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I see. That's good. That explains it. Number 7.
I thought the debate was tonight.
I see. Well, there you go. That happens to everybody. It was a mix-up, ladies and gentlemen. Sure. Number 6.
Hey, listen, you try concentrating with Mitt Romney smiling at you. That is one handsome dude.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Number 5, Rick Perry excuse.
El Nino.
Okay, thank you. Number 4.
Yeah, I had a 5-hour energy drink 6 hours before the debate.
Oh, no. I hate that. Number 3.
Yeah, I really hoped you'd give me on my favorite talk show, but instead I ended up here.
What? Hey, wait a minute. I'm right here. I heard that. Thank you. Number 2.
Yeah. I wanted to help take the heat off my buddy Herman Cain.
Okay. Let's put this stuff in the caboose. And the number 1 Rick Perry excuse.
I just learned Justin Bieber is my father.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, that was pretty funny. 800-510-8255. Here is Taco's Doug Meehan speaking about the oops moment for Rick Perry.
Oops. You're running for president. What's your reaction? Oops. Oh, my. Oh, did you hear Romney, by the way? Psst. Try DPA. EPA is the one you want to get rid of. Oh, yeah, yeah, EPA. They're like in elementary school, and the kid forgot the answer to the question, and the wise guy sitting next to him says, try the EPA. EPA is the one you want. Okay, yeah, the EPA. And then one of the moderators says, are you sure? Is that your final answer? You want the EPA out?
Oops.
Oops. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. It wasn't the EPA. So what was it? Now, we've all been there, have we not? Have we all not been in the situation where we are trying to remember something during the course of a conversation? And one thing in particular that we're trying to remember starts to slide away. We can't remember it. And the harder we try to recall it, the mind goes blank. And you can try as hard as you want. You are not pulling it back. But you are not running for president of the United States. It is not a plan that you put together. Allegedly, Rick Perry put this plan together of the three items that he's going to cut, and he cannot remember. Oh, and I don't know if you caught the debate. He is looking down on his podium, looking for the answers. And wouldn't you know, it is not there. All I can picture are these two things. Romney's staffers, either backstage or watching the TV, going, oh my God, no! Rick Perry, excuse me, Herman Cain's might have been doing the same thing. But I'm sorry, Rick Perry going, oh, his staffers going, oh no! Come on, get the third thing. And then there's the other people that are out there that work for Southwest Airlines, and it's like Nike watching Tiger make that putt that just peeled off into the hole, and they go, there's our commercial. The guys that are over at Southwest Airlines going, we've got our next commercial.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
Five.
Okay. So, commerce, education, and
Want to get away?
Yes. Oh, man. What? Just imagine what it felt like for Rick Perry to be standing up there, and the tumble of the tummy, and the panic, literally panic that probably set in for him, and he's looking, scrambling for his notes and his papers, and he cannot find it.
All right, so he doesn't look good, doesn't sound good. It's not a reason not to vote for him, though, because he's a human being, and we all make mistakes, and we all forget things. You're not perfect. He's not perfect. I'm by no means signing on to his campaign. But and I guess damage control, it was sort of, I think somebody measured it, 54 seconds, a memory lapse of 54 seconds in the presidential debate in Michigan. So does that wipe him off your book? Or if he is wiped off, is there a really good reason for it? Because this isn't a good reason. 800-510-8255. As we continue to discuss the number one issue, the number one topic, the number one subject, the number one most discussed item on News Talk Radio is the Republican side of the presidential race.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I think of Santa Rita as full-bodied.
I don't think she'd appreciate that.
I'm referring to Santa Rita Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon. Full-bodied is a term wine experts use to describe its rich, robust taste. Here, have a sip.
Mmm, heavenly.
Enjoy a little taste of heaven. Santa Rita, recipient of a remarkable 28 90-plus ratings from wine experts in the past year and named Winery of the Year by Wine and Spirits magazine. Santa Rita, imported from Chile by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton, Florida.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO. find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Well, at least the headlines or the discussion is off of Herman Cain for a little bit. Here are our talk hosts John Zach and Susan Rose as we focus on how much damage Rick Perry did to his campaign.
This latest debate among the Republican candidates for president has resulted in some sound bites now that are going to live in infamy. I'll let you tell our listeners what happened.
It's hard to describe how bizarre this moment was with Rick Perry. You know, he committed really, you don't want to pile on because he obviously knows he had a bad night. That having been said, this was sort of an epic flub on the debate stage. He literally just froze. We've all had a moment where our brains have not worked, you know, generally speaking. Few of us experienced it on such a grand stage. The problem for Perry was that he couldn't remember the third agency that he himself had said he would cut. As president, he says this on the campaign trail all the time. He is able to recall them all the time. He just couldn't retrieve Department of Energy for some reason. And at first it looked almost like, I mean, for myself watching it, I couldn't quite figure out what was happening at first. It almost seemed like self-parody because we are talking about someone who has had a real problem in debates. This did not end the negative impression that people have of Perry in terms of gravitas, in terms of heft. This really reinforced an existing narrative that he's just not that nimble. And, you can't say anything is over given how bizarre this cycle has been and given the fact that there is still no conservative candidate whom the social conservatives are sort of coalescing around in Iowa, the first in the nation caucuses. That said, I really think this is very, very hard to come back from. He was already having trouble fundraising. He's not going to seem like a better investment after last night.
Yeah, they're calling it a YouTube moment for the ages, and he seems to be brushing it off this morning, but there are those out there who are saying that you know, he's finished after this. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, look, he's doing the right thing, which is try to just keep going, and, you know, you see what happens and where the chips fall, and you hope that the fallout is not terrible. This was really bad. I mean, this moment is being replayed over and over and over again, and I think compounding it is the fact that he has spent the last 2 weeks having to say to people, I wasn't on something in New Hampshire when I gave this speech that was sort of over exuberant about 2 weeks ago. This didn't help. You know, he has needed to seem like the most credible and most electable alternative to Mitt Romney from the conservative wing of the party. And this is, frankly, words fail me in terms of how bad it was.
All right. So Herman Cain in the polls, Rick Perry in the polls. Who are you paying attention to? That's something that people will be discussing this weekend, probably, and we'll move more of it into center focus next week on the countdown. Meanwhile, we move on to number two in a moment.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldway.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so number two on the countdown this week is what is going on at Penn State. My heavens, what a mess. The scandal continues to broaden. Some people say haven't heard anything yet. Here's radio host Doc Thompson talking to sports host Mark Amazon about the way Penn State has handled the firing of Paterno.
Did you hear how this whole thing came down?
Yeah, we actually ran the press conference live at 10:06, and it was one of the most amazing press conferences I've ever heard. They started out by announcing that Graham Spanier, the president, was no longer with the school, and that drew no reaction whatsoever. It didn't surprise anybody. And then Joe Paterno is no longer coach at Penn State, and there were gasps and shrieks and funny noises. And then immediately the first question is, who's going to coach on Saturday? Which maybe tells you a little something about how Penn State got in this position. And everybody was focused in on the fact, how did you fire him? How did you tell him? And the Board of Trustees representative didn't want to answer that question. And eventually he just got pressured into saying, yeah, we called him. And so then everyone's hung up on, after 44 years, you fired him by telephone, which completely misses the point. Joe Paterno almost became kind of like a sympathetic figure, almost like the victim in this whole thing during this press conference.
It was outrageous that anybody would protest that. Yeah. I understand the kids are passionate about it, but it is disgraceful. First of all, that you would protest over the firing of a coach anyways. Do you not know what's going on in the world? But second of all, a coach who clearly did the wrong thing almost 10 years ago.
Well, I mean, and that's the nut of this issue is, people talk about Jim Tressel at Ohio State, and look, Jim Tressel deserved what happened to him, but here's a guy that hid for 9 months the fact that his players had sold memorabilia to a slime ball. It's a big deal, and he can't do it, and he lost his job for it. Joe Paterno, not 9 months, 9 years, hid the fact that his friend, his number one assistant, was raping young boys, and you've got to think dozens of more incidents occurred because of Joe Paterno's inaction. And Doc, I was shocked last night how many people were defending him. He didn't do anything wrong. From a legal standpoint, if you want to make that case, yes, the legal burden was for him to report it to his immediate superior, which he did. But from the man test, from a human test, from an issue of compassion and a moral compass and ethics, he failed miserably. Some people got upset with me last night, between 9 and midnight. I said, the only word I can come up with for Joe Paterno right now is scumbag. And people said, well, that's awful harsh, Mark, to call the guy a scumbag. But what do you call somebody who lets kids get raped and doesn't do everything he can to stop it? I don't have a better word.
All right, so there's some pretty provocative sound from a radio program hosted by a fellow named Doc Thompson. Here, radio person Jen Bryan with a caller about people that are trying to protect Paterno.
Joe Paterno's the Pope. I mean, look at it. So he's the Pope of Penn State.
Let's go there. He's the Pope of Penn State. And what did they do? Oh, quietly retire. You know what? 55 is a really young age to retire. But if you go away, we'll give you all the benefits. You can still have access to games, the high school facility in the area, locker rooms, the showers. We'll still be able to see you floating around with little boys and going places and spending the night in hotel rooms with them. We're not going to say anything. Joe Paterno is the damn Pope of Penn State. So how can anybody protect him? He is a monster because he didn't do anything. Isn't he? You guys tell me. Russ, tell me something. You know, how could, if you knew, if there was somebody in your workplace, I don't even, let's just say in your workplace, that they were rude, you always saw them with little boys, and you know that there were sleepovers, even though he's married, and they take vacations with little boys, and they were rumored that he bediddles little boys, wouldn't you be inclined to get yourself involved in some way and maybe call authorities? I'm just curious. How can people have let this go on for so long?
First of all, I would not allow it to go on, and if the higher-ups didn't take action, then I would inform the authorities myself.
Nearly a half a century passes Joe Paterno getting used to not being the Penn State football coach. Is he making it all about him? That's what some people have said. Moving along, we get to the next item up on the rung as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What do you love?
Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. What does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk Radio in Review, your chart for the week of November 7th to the 11th. Presidential race, the Cain accusations, what happened to Rick Perry, that's number one. The Penn State scandal, number two. By the way, the poll this weekend at DougStefan.com. Should Penn State have fired Joe Paterno? A, absolutely, he belongs in jail. Probably since he didn't really do anything to stop the horrible crimes being committed. I don't think so, is C. This is an outrageous witch hunt, is D. Who's Joe Paterno? Is E. All right, so you can respond to that or other polls that you see at DougStefan.com. Number three this week on the countdown, what's going on in Europe? They have the economic jitters with some degree of relativity. That is, there's a reason for all of that hoo-ha. Things are tough there. As a result of that, our stock market here and around the world been pretty jittery. So that's number four. What's happening in Iran is number five. A lot of people wondering and worrying about nuclear weaponry there. Here's host Monica Rajpal talking to correspondent Reza Saya about international reaction to the pursuit of nuclear capabilities by Iran.
France is saying that they want to convene a U.S. Security Council meeting. In fact, they're even going as far as saying that if indeed all of this adds up, this report adds up, they're prepared to take what they're describing as sanctions of unprecedented scale.
Yeah, and I think that's not a surprise. I think a lot of people believe that this report sets the stage for more economic sanctions, whether they're unilateral or multilateral. Iran is obviously, and this is no surprise, rejecting the allegations made by this IAEA report. But the Israeli foreign minister, the former foreign minister, Zippy Livni, who said that this report makes it clear that Iran is looking to achieve a nuclear weapon. What's important to point out, and this sometimes gets lost in all the hype surrounding this report, is that this IAEA report does not come out and explicitly say Iran is building a weapon. It does not directly accuse the Islamic Republic of Iran of constructing a nuclear weapon. And I think that's an important distinction. It claims that there's alleged evidence of theoretical work, research done by Iran on a nuclear weapon, computer models of a nuclear explosion, allegedly work possibly on trigger mechanisms. These are obviously compelling allegations, but nowhere in this report do we see a smoking gun, a direct accusation against Iran that it's going after a nuclear weapon. And with the absence of a smoking gun, it seems to make it easy for Iranian officials to refute it, and that's exactly what they're doing. Today, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad once again denied these reports. He said they're fabrications. He said Iran doesn't need to build a weapon, but he also added that Iran is not going to budge an iota in its nuclear program. So, Monita, this is a dance we've seen in years past. Allegations made by the IAEA Western powers without that smoking gun, without that direct accusation, and Iran seems to have an easy time refuting it, and that's what we're seeing, this dance, this dramatic dance we've seen for years, play itself out again.
During the week, a number of people have called to be heard on Iran and what we ought to do there, so we'll take those calls, or some of them anyway, in a few minutes after we get a little bit more background on Iran and Israel saying that they're going to go in there and make sure there are no nuclear weapons. In fact, here is an excerpt from a Fox interview Megyn Kelly did with the Middle Eastern analyst Valid Fares about the help Iran's been getting from other countries.
IAEA officials saying scientists from the former Soviet Union, from Pakistan and North Korea have helped Iran master critical steps needed to build a nuke, including expertise on detonators and missile propulsion. You know, we had been expecting this IAEA report this week, and we continue to expect it, but we're getting a heads up on what we expect from that report, and it is that foreign expertise has really helped Iran, and it all but has a nuclear weapon. I mean, that could explain a lot about what we've been hearing about Israel's consideration of a possible preemptive strike this week and last.
Absolutely. The big picture is very important to understand what the Iranian leadership is up to. For many years, the Iranians have basically understood that if they produce that weapon quickly and they don't have any protection around it, somebody in the international community, the United States, Israel, may well take it out. So what they've done was to work slowly on the weapons, get those technologies, ready it, but meanwhile create the protection system. And what is the protection system? This missile system, because if they can establish the missile range, the missile bases, the missile launching pads, when we want to interact with them, it will be too late. So now the Iranians are telling us not only we have the missiles, we have also the fissiles.
So they've been working, according to these reports, with a scientist from the Soviet Union who went over, some guy named Yashalav Danilenko, a former Soviet nuclear scientist who was contracted in the mid-90s by Iran. This is according to a report in the Washington Post. And they go on about how extensively he helped Iran and how they really never stopped. They had briefly paused on their nuclear program in 2003, but then continued it in earnest. Walid, you know, I think to the average layperson, this just looks like a joke. You know, we've been getting these reports. It doesn't have a nuke. I mean, and now we get this. They've been developing it. They're on the precipice. They've got something that's nuclear that they can put on a missile. What are we to believe when it comes to Iran and its future when we get reports like this?
Well, because we are not ahead of the curve. What has happened, for example, in 2003 is that an intelligence estimate told us, well, the Iranians stopped. Stopped what? They stopped the public search for a nuclear program, and they went underground with it. And meanwhile, what we are discovering now are things that have been happening over the past decade and significantly over the past 3 to 4 years. So the Iranians now are surprising the international community with the fact that they may have it very soon. But I do surmise that they are not going to declare it before we are out of Iraq. It's very important, the geopolitical context. They don't want to see American forces capable of deterring them when they're going to declare it.
All right, so Israel and Iran in the focus here on the countdown. Here's host Garland Robinette with CBS Middle Eastern correspondent Robert Berger about the reports Israel is preparing a preemptive strike.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, even though they're going to reveal all these details, they say they are not going to draw the conclusion that Iran is making the weapon. I think it's NATO said they had no intention of stepping in, but I just a report that Italy over the weekend was practicing how to refuel long-range bombers for Israel. Has all of that gone on before? Is this all part of the conflagration when it starts up on a regular basis?
Well, they have been training for this mission for an awfully long time. I mean, there are certain things that have happened recently that could suggest that Israel, is considering this matter further. I mean, you know, the more time goes by, I mean, you say that this is, you've been thinking about this and talking about it since 2005. I mean, that means that today Iran is 6 years closer to getting a nuclear bomb than they were back then. And so, you know, as time goes by, I think it's quite clear, really, it's clear to Israel and to the U.S. and to the West that Iran is not just, you know, building this nuclear program for peaceful purposes. And so, you know, at some point we're going to reach the point of no return, where somebody's going to have to do something. Now, as I said, I didn't really go into details, but if Israel attacks Iran, it's widely believed by the top experts that we're going to have a major regional war here. Israel would be bombarded with missiles not only from Iran, but from Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza. Maybe Syria would be drawn in. We're talking about a major regional confrontation that it could even draw in the United States. So, you know, and oil prices would soar probably to $200-$300 a barrel, that kind of thing. I mean, it's the kind of thing that everyone wants to avoid. But if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, I mean, certainly from Israel's point of view, that would be catastrophic. And so I think we're just getting a little closer now to the point of confrontation.
All right. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Iran, Iraq, Israel. Larry's calling the countdown from Arizona.
I've been following this Iran thing. It's been very, very well analyzed and deconstructed on the noagenda.org, noagendashow.org, or noagendashow.com, and also on various podcasts that are attached to that site. It's very, very good analysis. I think it's just a repeat of Iraq and everything else. We need to keep our troops at home. We need to buckle down and mind our own business, look at our economy, and stop the saber rattling.
All right. That's one point of view. We have a number of them here to share with you, including this call from Bill in St. Louis.
I say that the Americans and the Israelis have been threatening the Iranians for 30 years. And how could you talk about what the Iranians don't have and not mention the Israelis and the thermonuclear weapons that they have? And they haven't signed any agreement. They haven't acknowledged anything, but the whole planet knows that they're sitting on a stockpile of atomic and thermonuclear weapons, and you people in the media don't say a word. This is just hypocrisy.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's move on. Number six is the OWS movement. A lot of attention being paid to that. You heard a lot of conversation about that. Number seven, the Ohio union ballot issue. And we'll focus on number eight, fast and furious. That whole business very much in an appropriate way being scrutinized. Stay tuned for that on the countdown.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick?
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Going over the charts for this week, and we are up to number 8, which is the discussion about Eric Holder. Testimony in the Senate this week. Here's talk host Jimmy Barrett with Larry Pratt, who's executive director of the Gun Owners of America.
The problem is that the attorney general, you know, he had some facts wrong, and, you know, his recollections weren't quite accurate in a whole variety of different ways.
That was the excuse. Oops. Yeah, it was a little longer ago that I actually knew that we were running this horrible program called Fast and Furious, where we were putting guns into the hands of Mexican cartels to kill other Mexicans. Oops.
Yeah, made a few mistakes. Sorry about that. Although, I take it back. He didn't apologize, did he?
He didn't apologize for the family of Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent that was murdered, because some cartel guys had some of these guns in their hands. No, he just wouldn't do that. So this is really quite a performance. I think Mr. Holder has ice water in his veins. He is a cold guy.
Well, he even talked about that this is a perfect example of why more gun control is needed. And as you know, Larry, there are a lot of people who think that maybe sort of the subplot Operation Fast and Furious was to cause more gun violence so that it would be easier to convince people that more gun control is needed. He pretty much came out and said that yesterday, didn't he?
This is an amazing performance when he and Senator Dianne Feinstein said, "Well, yeah, the government's been caught complicit in the conspiracy to commit murder, but what this shows is we need more gun control. Who do you believe, me or your lying eyes? It's really an amazing thing that they're willing to do. There was an email that went from a member of the National Security Council, Kevin O'Reilly, to the head of the ATF office in Phoenix, where they were conducting the Fast and Furious project, injecting guns into Mexico. And the question in the email was, and this was one of a series of many, hey, do you have any guns in Fast and Furious turned up at a crime scene so we could use that as a reason for issuing a gun control letter?
All right, so there is what you would expect from the gun control folks. When I think of Fast and Furious, I think of all those movies, but this connects to gun control, Dianne Feinstein, etc. Number 9, Conrad Murray, in the focus next on the countdown.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So pretty much everybody knows at this point that Conrad Murray is guilty. Whether or not the punishment fits the crime, I guess that's part of the discussion here. It's been all over television and the radio. Let's start by listening to radio host Michelle Tafoya talking to an attorney named Justin Sanders about what he believes lies ahead for Conrad Murray.
Is this any kind of surprise for you?
No, you know, Michelle, I said that I was going to stop predicting what juries would do, at least in my own cases. But I had predicted that if they came back before Tuesday, that it was definitely a conviction.
Why do you say that? What do you guys read into that quick decision?
Well, I think in cases like this where the evidence is so overwhelming, the jury is just going to go back there and they're going to say, hey, look, does anybody really have a problem with convicting this guy? And they kind of go around in a circle and they just kind of wrap it up real quick. They look at the jury instructions and they make a quick decision. If it takes longer, it shows that maybe there's a holdout or two, or that the jury really had a problem with some evidence and they're taking a long time to discuss it.
What do you think lies ahead now? There's certainly going to be appeals, and how long will that take?
Well, in California, an appeal takes about 18 months. One thing to remember is that the judge doesn't necessarily have to sentence Mr. Murray to state prison. He can give him probation.
Yeah, that's true. He can. What's your gut telling you about that sentence?
I think that given the overwhelming weight of the evidence, the judge will probably sentence him to state prison. I think he, you know, practically speaking, I don't think the judge wants to make himself a target also of the public's ire. But I think that even if Conrad Murray goes to state prison under these new conditions are overcrowded, he could really be out in a matter of months. It wouldn't surprise me.
All right, Al Franken even has weighed in on this week. Everybody's talking about Conrad Murray. Here's Taco's to Michael Broomhead with a focus on the verdict.
Did you see the maniacs outside? This is the other thing I'm not quite sure about. This is some confirmation of the nonsense about Los Angeles, California. Sentencing will be November 29th. That is a Monday? No, Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday because I have an event on the 28th. It is the 29th is a Tuesday. So they will sentence this guy. Now, he can get up to 4 years in prison, which shocked me. Because I thought it would be much more. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. I would think that if you kill somebody, you could get more time in jail than that. But apparently the maximum sentence could be 4 years, and he may lose his medical license. And this guy did not look nearly as confident as O.J. did when he sat in an L.A. courtroom. And I think it's because he realized he didn't have Johnny Cochran as an attorney, nor the funds to pay like O.J. had. But I think the guy's guilty. I've got to tell you, I think the guy's absolutely guilty. You're a doctor. You know what this drug can do to people. And don't you have an obligation? If you see your patient, I mean, as far as I know, this was his only patient, right? He was Michael Jackson's personal physician. You have an obligation when you see somebody harming themselves like this, and you knew what was going on, if nothing else, it's what you hired the guy for. So I think there's some accountability that needs to be had here. We'll see. Let's hope he gets a little bit more time in jail than Lindsay Lohan.
All right, here's host Paul W. Smith with clinical psychologist Dr. Donna Rockwell about the morals questions that came up with Conrad Murray.
Your celebrity mental health specialization might help us understand the Elvis Presley being watched slowly killing himself with food and drugs, nobody doing anything because he was worth too much money to them. Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, I can't think of all the names of all the celebrities that were surrounded by people who might have been able to step in and help. And in this case, with Michael Jackson, Conrad Murray continued to do the wrong thing.
I think we have the same scenario going on in both stories. We have a moral obligation that was not spoken to or answered to, because Murray was more interested, Dr. Murray, in cleaning up the crime scene than in calling 911. That's another moral mistake, obviously. And so I think it's interesting that both cases look at that. And, you know, fame is involved in the first story as well. You have a guy like Sandusky who seems bigger than life, and that's what makes people afraid, because people don't mess with famous people. They don't want to do that, you know. They see them as higher and bigger and more omnipotent than they are. And so they don't carry through with their own moral imperative, which they should do. So Conrad Murray was guilty of that as well.
All right, so let's look at the list of people. We've gone through all of the stories. Number 10, Conrad Murray, as far as the most talked about people this week. At number 9, Daniel Stern. Number 8, Amina Jad. Number 7 is Angela Merkel. Number 5, Berlusconi. 4, Mike McCreary. Paterno is 3, Perry is 2.
Hi.